In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born.
Glorify
Him. Author Dorenda Wilson writes of her son, Silas. Silas is born with a heart defect that required lengthy open heart surgery on his third day of life. Though the surgery went well, as Dorenda and her husband waited and watched through Silas's recovery, it became apparent that something else was terribly wrong. Days turned into weeks, and Silas stayed in the hospital. With other children at home, Dorenda couldn't just live at the hospital either, which meant leaving Silas with strangers after every visit, day after day. They were unable to even hold him for weeks, and they did not have a clue when he'd finally be able to come home. And then finally, a couple of months later, the doctors figured out what was wrong. And best of all, they figured out how to correct it. Another heart surgery, and little Silas could finally come home. Those had been long months. During that time, Silas had nearly died several times. Family seemed like it was coming apart at the seams. Everything had been collapsing. And through all that ordeal, Dorenda says, between the pain and the fear and the sorrow, the emotional roller coaster, the prayer that ran the gamut from pleading to surrender to profanity, Dorenda said the hardest part was the waiting. The hardest part was waiting for an answer, waiting for God to act, waiting through the unknown. When we are young, waiting has its own scale. Waiting 5 minutes for mom or dad to finish a conversation is a challenge. Waiting the few days from when the presents appear under the tree until it's time to open them is downright unbearable. As we get older, waiting stretches its wings a little bit. Waiting for school year to end, waiting for a driver's license or graduation, waiting for job or life situations to change. And while the time frame is expanding as we age and mature, I mean, when we're kids, waiting is measured in minutes and days. And when we're older, it's measured in weeks and months and even years. But what's really changed is not so much the time. What's really changed is the importance of the situation. We go from worrying about when we're going to open presents to how will I feed my family. Now, I get as excited about Christmas gifts as the next person, or almost the next person. But that's nothing compared to job and life situations. And not to mention when you add into that mix health, or grief, or healing, or love, or reconciliation. It's the importance that has changed as we age. 9 months ago, Archangel Gabriel came to Mary with the most amazing, miraculous, and wonderful news the universe had ever heard. It was also news that would turn Mary's young life upside down. The pregnancy, the whispering, the gossip, the shunning, the isolation, Joseph nearly leaving her, and then Caesar's tax census, and the homelessness and the journey to Bethlehem where the child would end up being born in a cave. Mary's waiting for this moment had to also have been nearly unbearable at times. But finally, on this night, the time comes. While they were there, Luke says, the days were completed for her to be delivered. The days were completed for her to be delivered. It's an interesting line, the days were completed for her to be delivered. On the surface, it simply means it's time for the baby to be born. But we pick up quite a nice layer of meaning in translation. The day came for her to be delivered. We gain a spiritual meaning here of boundless importance. It's not just a baby being born. To be delivered is to be delivered from the waiting. To be delivered is to be delivered from the sin and the brokenness of the world. To be delivered even from death itself. On the night that Jesus is born, the time has come for all of us, all of humanity, and not just Mary, to be delivered. The waiting of the ages, the waiting of Israel from all generations, the waiting of those in darkness, the waiting of those longing for reconciliation, the waiting of those trapped in their own sin, the waiting of those watching helplessly as a loved one suffers, the waiting of those grieving, the waiting of those in need of spiritual or physical or mental healing, the waiting of those who have walked the night alone. All humanity's waiting is delivered tonight in the birth of Jesus Christ. The time has come for you to be delivered. Now, does that mean all our problems suddenly disappear? Don't ask foolish questions. Of course not. This isn't magic wand stuff. What this night means is that we are not alone, that you are not alone. The Spirit of God and the person of Jesus Christ has come and has delivered your waiting into his hands. And there is no better place for your waiting to be than in his hands. God is with us, and nobody can take that away from you. When Christ is born, we are no longer servants, but sons and daughters. And yes, the shepherds still had to go back to their sheep. Mary still has a long path of a unique motherhood ahead of her. But on this night, they are delivered in a new and light-filled way. And as you depart this house back to your own homes and back to your life, to your sheep, to your motherhood or fatherhood, your occupation, your vocation in life, may you do so knowing that the waiting is over. The Lord has come. God is with us. And no one can take that away from you. Amen. Christ is born.